This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Prime. U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is traveling to Beijing this weekend. Blinken's trip marks a rare high-level meeting between the United States and China in a period of heightened tension. His visit helps pave the way for additional meetings, including a potential one-on-one between President Biden and Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping later this year. Communication and meetings between the United States and China have soured in the last few years due to the pandemic and political tensions. The president of Belarus says the nation has started taking delivery of nuclear weapons from Russia. President Alexander Lukashenko said that some of the tactical nuclear weapons are three times more powerful than the atomic bombs the U.S. dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki in 1945. The deliveries mark the first time Moscow has deployed less powerful, shorter-range nuclear weapons outside of Russia since the fall of the Soviet Union more than 30 years ago. Another cyber attack has hit the U.S. government. Government authorities say they are working urgently on damage assessment after several U.S. agencies were hit in a global cyber attack. U.S. cybersecurity officials said yesterday the ransomware attack appears to be part of a widespread and coordinated effort to exploit a vulnerability in a widely used software. The mayor of Miami, Florida, is tossing his name into the 2024 presidential race. Francis Suarez became the first Hispanic to enter the growing field for the Republican nomination. He announced his run on ABC's Good Morning America yesterday, a day after filing official federal paperwork. Texas state law now requires college athletes to compete against athletes of the same sex they were born with. Governor Greg Abbott signed Senate Bill 15, known as the Save Women's Sports Act, into law yesterday. The governor said it's unfair for women to compete against men for scholarships, titles, and athletic records. USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The Department of Justice has announced Air National Guardsman Jack Teixeira, who's accused of leaking dozens of intelligence documents to the online gaming service Discord, was indicted by a federal grand jury on six counts of retaining and transmitting classified national defense material. Teixeira is a 21-year-old from Massachusetts. He was arrested by FBI agents in April and faces up to 10 years in prison and a fine up to $250,000 for each count. Also from the Department of Justice, they are expected today to release the findings of its two-year investigation into the Minneapolis Police Department. Attorney General Merrick Garland will be joined by Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey and MPD Chief Brian O'Hara. They are scheduled to appear this morning. Food and Drug Administration advisors are recommending that COVID vaccines be updated for the fall.
The unanimous vote came Thursday, favoring new shots that can target emerging subvariants of Omicron. It's still not totally clear if new vaccines will be recommended for everyone or just certain risk groups. Meanwhile, the CDC Advisory Committee is set to meet soon and talk about updating COVID boosters, among other shots. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Singer Dionne Warwick had to cancel a show outside of Chicago this week. Warwick says she started having issues with one of her legs. The good news, she says, is she's already on the mend, but needs time to get back to 100%. Lance Pry, USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. Good to have you with us sharing your Friday as we get ready for Father's Day just around the corner. I'm really excited about that. John Fleetwood, we're always excited about John Fleetwood. He joins us now. He's the managing editor for American Faith. Hey, John, how we doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill. Doing excellent. How are you doing, sir?
Hey, terrific, man. Hey, we got lots to catch up on. We'll start off with some good news here about, you're reporting there at American Faith, you've got a non-woke online store app that's beaten Amazon, Target, and Walmart. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so everybody knows about what's going on right now. You've got all these companies going woke. Target, you know, one of the latest ones. They're pushing all this, you know, LGBTQ plus ideology onto their products, and, you know, therefore onto their base, showing that they have no idea what their base wants and what their ideologies are. And Target, frankly, just looks like they don't even care.
Because normally in business, that's what you would do, right, John? Normally in business, what you would do is you analyze your market, right? And you understand what your market wants and what they need, and you produce for that want and need. That's called the free market system. It's capitalism at its finest. And if you do that appropriately, then you get that nice thing called profit, right? Isn't that the basic formula?
That's right. And, it used to be that our politicians would have to go out and then, you know, give their arguments for why you should elect them and why their politics are better. That used to be the way politics was done. It's not done that way anymore. It's through, indoctrinating our kids at their schools. It's through indoctrination through the universities. And it's through these corporations, it's through these companies. They push these ideologies to the companies, and they create this Overton window, right, of things we're allowed to say and things we're allowed to like. And the only things that really, it's like hypnosis. It's like they're trying to hypnotize us and make us think, well, because every store from Target to, you know, Amazon to Bud Light to Coca-Cola, they're all pushing, you know, this DEI stuff. They hide it behind these good terms like diversity. Who doesn't love diversity? Who doesn't love equity? Who doesn't love inclusion? Right. Well, we all like those things, but behind that is just, those things are Trojan horses to pushing these agendas. And plus, it's not just LGBTQ. At Target, it was literal Satanism. It was tough because, I mean, I'm the editor of a newspaper called American Faith. So people think, well, you know, when you put the Target was pushing Satanism, you're just like inserting too much faith into there. No. This was literal. They were literally pushing Satanism. The company behind this, that Target was taking these clothing ideas from, was literally pushing Satanism and put, you know, like the, what is it called? Like a goat's head. And it said Satan. This is literally Target was pushing.
Yeah, right.
It said Satan loves pronouns, or Satan respects pronouns, or something like that. That's what Target's pushing onto their customer base. Well, what you've got with Public Square, and I hope all your listeners would check this out because it's so cool. We need to, as conservatives, not only create counterculture, but we need to support the companies that are creating counterculture. This company, Public Square, who has this online store app, it's called Public Square. Mm-hmm. It's Public SQ, and you can go download it on the App Store right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't, by the way, American Faith doesn't have any, we don't make any profit from this whatsoever. I'm just reporting it to you as a red-blooded American who really dislikes all this anti-American online stores out there like Amazon and like Target, and I'm just trying to relay to other red-blooded Americans who love this country. This company, by the way, Public Square, I just saw the other day, their CEO put out a tweet announcing that this company was giving, I think it was $5,000. $5,000. I've got the tweet right in front of me. His name's Michael Seifert. Okay, he's at Real Michael Seif, S-E-I-F, on Twitter. And here's what he wrote. While other companies like Target are paying for their employees' abortions, yes, they are, we at Public Square are paying $5,000 to any of our employees who have a baby or a doc. He goes, we're calling it the baby bonus. He goes, strong family.
The baby, I love that, the baby bonus.
Exactly. That's what we need. This guy, this Michael Seifert, this is incredible. This is what our CEOs need to be doing.
Yeah.
And we as Americans who agree with that, who wouldn't agree with that? I want
exactly.
to agree. I mean, maybe my wife and I would have another baby. We'd have to have a conversation about that. If
what do you think?
Dangling
$5,000 $5,000 short term. Do you realize what it costs to raise a child these days? Well,
that's
little investment money here, right? Exactly. Yeah, that's good.
But it's more of the principle here.
So, yes, right? Exactly. I mean, seriously.
Like,
yes. No. No doubt.
He's right on point. These other I just saw Planned Parenthood. Their CEOs and their higher ups are the most paid. I saw that on Epoch Times this morning. They're the highest paid. Why? Because they're getting paid by people like George Soros. They've got billions of dollars. George Soros and his Open Societies Foundation. Now he's going away because he's, you know, getting too old, but he passed it on to his son Alex, Alex Soros. So now it's not George Soros, it's Alex Soros who we have to look out for, who looks like he might even be a little more radical, although he hides it pretty well. You've got that billions of dollars are being pumped into places like Planned Parenthood, and that's how Planned Parenthood survives. It's not because anybody wants there to be millions of dead American babies. It's because they've got billions of dollars being pushed into that organization. So when you've got stuff like that going on, we really have to get behind companies like this, like Public Square, who are encouraging Americans to have babies, encouraging their employees.
Exactly, promoting life.
Have these conservative, promoting life.
Without a doubt. Look, somebody sent me this. I think it was Tennessee Bob sent me this deal. And speaking of the Soros family and this... And how intrusive they become. Adam Schiff's sister is married to George Soros' son. John Kerry's daughter is married. Listen to this. This is just the beginning. John Kerry's daughter is married to a mullah's son in Iran. Hillary's daughter, Chelsea, is married to George Soros' nephew. ABC News executive producer Ian Cameron is married to Susan Rice, Obama's former national security advisor. Are you starting to kind of sense a limited gene pool here? You got CBS President David Rhodes, the brother of Ben Rhodes, Obama's deputy national security advisor for strategic communications. ABC News correspondent Claire Shipman is married to Jay Carney, former Obama White House press secretary. ABC News and Univision reporter Matthew Jaffe is married to Katie Hogan, Obama's former deputy press secretary. ABC President Ben Sherwood is the brother of Elizabeth Sherwood, Obama's former special advisor. CNN President Virginia Moseley, married to Tom Nides, former Hillary Clinton's deputy secretary. As I say, the gene pool, very limited. And people of influence, they all gather together here. It is no wonder they're controlling the narrative. We've got more from John.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Attention timeshare owners, tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield. And take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A+ rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-536-4436.
Hey, welcome back. We're talking with John Fleetwood from American Faith. You know, John, a friend of mine gave me this idea, and I thought that this is a brilliant idea, and that is that we should look back on, the past week, and because I'm always saying, bueno, no bueno, right? And I thought we should look at the incidences that happened. Like, for example, the Trump indictment. You know, when I look at the Trump indictment, you can say it's both bueno and no bueno. Because we're so partisan that the partisan hacks, you know, believe, oh, this is great. You know, Trump is going down. No bueno, bad for, you know, America, certainly for president. And, you know, it's like we're opening up a Pandora's box that is yet to be realized. And when you and I have seen these things, John, the warnings that we've called out, we've been mostly right. It's very few times that we've not been right about this. You know, we've been accused of wearing tinfoil hats. The other one also that is bueno, no bueno is the Daniel Penny Marine indictment. You know, by New York. I mean, you got. I think the reason they had to indict him, they didn't have to, but they did because they don't have a whole lot of courage, is they've got a few number of people who are ready to riot because of the court of public opinion. And here it is. The bueno side is that you know, Daniel Penny saved a lot of people there, and I would dare say that if the people in the grand jury would have been there in that train section, in the subway, they'd be shining his shoes and grateful, you know, for him standing in. Anyway, so looking back over the past week, what do you think is bueno, no bueno?
Well, I think it's no bueno when you pull back and you see what's going on in American society that's been co-opted by this cultural Marxism, where anything Western is evil, like mm-hmm. Christianity is really what created the West. If it's male, they say it's evil. If it's Christian, it's evil. If it's heterosexual, it's evil. It's just anti-Westernism that's being pushed. Another thing is a strong man who protects society and chivalry is being told to us that's evil. I contrast what's happening with Penny. It's a great example of what's happening in America right now. You've got this guy who is a Marine. He's a patriotic man. He literally put his life on the line to protect our country, and he put his life
because
on
this
the
guy
line
this guy this guy's bigger this stuff. Guy was bigger he was bigger than Daniel was. Oh, by the
right.
way,
and so, well, yeah, and it just goes to show his bravery, and he said, and witnesses said, that what Penny did was the right thing. You had women around. You had all these innocent people around who probably couldn't protect themselves, not from this guy who had a rap sheet, by the way, but right. Penny steps up as a Marine to help. And contrast that with what happened, for example, earlier, it was either, I think it was last week, there was a knife attack in France.
Yes.
By an immigrant there in France, and he was stabbing babies in a park in France. And the media ran cover for this heinous attacker, this guy, probably something wrong with his brain, but he's stabbing, literally stabbing babies. There's nothing worse.
Yeah.
And the media tried to protect this guy and said it was racist for calling out that he was immigrant. But they're protecting. So in other words, what's happening right now in our world is they're protecting the heinous baby stabbers. Meanwhile.
Right.
The patriotic Marines who are protecting innocents are getting indicted. And what I think is that's an indictment of what's going on in our society right now. And it shows what happens
without a doubt.
When you let cultural Marxism take over.
Yeah, you got a double no bueno right there between those two stories. The bueno side of that is, John, I'm getting reports that, you know, we're all praying for revival. And revival is happening in our country. You know, Charles Finney said, that revival happens when it's most needed. And the people here in America are realizing, and people around the world, I mean, there is an outbreak for faith and issues of faith. And this is why, you know, I think this is a positive opportunity for churches once again to make sure that they are in line with Scripture and a biblical worldview, because this is what, you know, people who are in need of spiritual nourishment and understanding, it's what they require. So, bueno there. Now, I also had down in no bueno was that trans man that was bearing her boobs on the White House lawn. No bueno. You know, that no bueno, no class. I had
Biden
bueno,
promised,
mom.
Biden promised, Bill. Biden, yeah. Biden promised, by the way, to, quote, restore decency to the White
right.
House. How is that? Is that decent?
That's yeah, like, exactly. Yeah, bueno was we had Flag Day, right? National Flag Day. And then right, yeah, I think right before that you had no bueno, John, Joe Biden flying the Pride flag in a more prominent position than the American flag at the White House, which is against all sorts of protocol. You know, so we had quite the contrast. What do you have in terms of bueno, no bueno?
I got a bueno to counter that
okay.
one.
Okay. give it to me.
It's it's a chuckle.
Okay.
You probably saw this. This is in Canadian news. There were children who were stomping on the pride flags, and because there were these Christian and Muslim parents who got together, and these kids were protesting against the LGBTQ indoctrination that's going on up there to our friends in the north in Ottawa schools. Mm. And they
wow.
were chanting, "Leave our kids alone, leave our kids alone." And then one more, there was another school in the U.S. where the students were pushing back against this female teacher I believe it was a math class,
mm-hmm.
who was showing students this pro-LGBTQ in a math class, showing this pro-LGBTQ movie. And they were saying, "Why are you grooming us? Why are you grooming us?" So I think the kids are starting to wake up, Bill. And I mean,
hallelujah!
And
that's great. That is mucho bueno.
Polls are showing they're becoming more conservative.
Well, there it is. Another bueno. Let's talk sports here. Denver Nuggets win NBA championship. Las Vegas wins the NHL championship. Rough week for Florida teams, by the way. No bueno is what the heck's going on with the people in Denver. There, you know, 12 people get shot over this 2-day celebration. I mean, John, it's going to be a situation where, you know, the cities are, you know, have sports teams. They're going to say, don't win the championship, you know, because we don't want all the destruction and havoc that's going to take place. I mean, what are these knuckleheads thinking? I mean, you celebrate, you're grateful, the whole deal. You don't go around shooting people. That's not part of the celebration, okay? It shouldn't be. Just saying.
Right. Well, I've got a bueno for that one.
Okay.
For the sports category, I saw the MLB had pulled using the Pride logo. Right? They're seeing what happened to Bud Light. They tanked. What happened to Target? They tanked. And the MLB apparently pulled the Pride logo.
Mm-hmm.
They're starting to see if you go woke, you go broke, Bill.
Exactly. Another bueno, House leading the fight against weaponized government agencies, you know, those alphabet names like the DOJ, FBI, IRS, CIA, EPA, DHS, just to name a few. Huh?
Yeah. So there are bills. Was it Luna?
Yes.
She wanted to defund the IRS, or was it? Maybe it was Joni Ernst.
Luna was the one that putting the heat on Schiff and wanted to have him censured. But she added a $16 million fine, which is another story. Go ahead, real quick, 50 seconds.
Senator Ernst, she introduced, she's from Iowa, she announced her initiative to halt the Internal Revenue Service, the IRS, from taxpayers funding their ammunition. They spent like $35 million since 2006 on guns, ammunition, military style, that the left are saying, oh, it's military style equipment. Why are we giving it to the IRS? Well, Senator Ernst has introduced this act to halt that.
Well, great. Hey, the last two here, bueno, the movie Flamin' Hot, no bueno, the Tony Awards. I don't know if you saw that. The transformation coming out party that took place. God. It's never ending, John Fleetwood, but thank you as always. We appreciate it. He is the editor
Thanks,
for American Faith. Thank you, buddy. God bless.
Here at Total Wine & More, our amazing selection means you'll always
love what you find.
Dad, what are you doing here?
Just getting a sneak peek at my Father's Day gifts.
Well, I was thinking of getting you this Barrel Select Bourbon.
That's a really nice bottle.
And Total Wine has it at the totally lowest price.
Wow. You always were my favorite.
Thanks, Dad.
Talking to the bourbon, sweetie.
Find what you love, love what you find. Like the perfect gift for Dad at the perfect price. Only at Total Wine & More.
And drink responsibly. B21.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
those stomach issues ruined your birthday?
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa.
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist. Ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
USA News Update. U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is traveling to Beijing this weekend. Blinken's trip marks a rare high-level meeting between the United States and China in a period of heightened tension. His visit helps pave the way for additional meetings, including a potential one-on-one between President Biden and Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping later this year. Communication and meetings between the United States and China have soured in the last few years due to the pandemic and political tensions. The president of Belarus says the nation has started taking delivery of nuclear weapons from Russia. President Alexander Lukashenko said that some of the tactical nuclear weapons are three times more powerful than the atomic bombs the U.S. dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki in 1945. The deliveries mark the first time Moscow has deployed less powerful, shorter-range nuclear weapons outside of Russia. Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. We've got actor and singer-songwriter Justin Gaston coming on here in just a moment to talk about his new film, God's Country Song. Of course, you'll remember Justin from the fame of American Idol and many other projects as well. And he's the star of this new movie, as I say, God's Country Song, that is now available on PureFlix, Sony, and you are going to enjoy it. Justin, thank you for coming on. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks for having me.
Hey, well, what a great opportunity. How did you land this this part in this movie?
Yeah. So I just auditioned for it, you know, like any other project, and was really excited when it came in, because, you know, he's Noah Bryan is the character I play, and he's a singer, songwriter, country musician. So I grew up on country music, so I was really excited about this. And, you know, it's also a movie about God and faith and family and redemption. So I was like, man, it's got everything that I love. So yeah. I was really excited. I auditioned, and like a lot of projects, didn't hear anything for a month. And then, you know, about a month later, I got a call and ended up doing a Zoom with Johnny Remo, the director. And a couple weeks later, went to Arkansas and filmed it.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you read the script, what you mentioned, you like the redemptive aspect. You saw the promise of a good family movie and being associated with something of this quality. What else stuck out for you as you were reading the script?
I can remember like sitting down and reading the script, and I didn't know what it was about. I sort of read the log line, but I remember reading like early on, they were sitting there and like the family was praying. you know, like Jeremiah, my dad, and my mom are like sitting there around the table praying. I'm like, oh man, this is a different script. I'm like, I like that. You know, you don't see that a lot in movies. And so just things like that where I'm like, you know, like the family unit, like, and the cool thing about this movie is you see it broken. Like you see the effects of a broken family, and you see, like I said, you sort of see that redemptive nature, and you see when it comes back together and how important it is to have, you know, a father in the home and, you know, so I just think things like that, and especially coming up on Father's Day here, I was just excited to be a part of this project.
Well, here, Noah, is life is good. I mean, you're on your way with a blossoming career in music. All your dreams are coming together, and then suddenly you get news. You got a 4-year-old son.
Yeah. That's, you know, he left home. He left the farm. He sort of broke his relationship with his dad to go out and pursue this dream. So it's kind of, there's a lot riding on it because he's forsaken a lot. You know, and because he loves his father, you know, he always has, and it just crushes him that relationship is strained, and so he feels this immense pressure to probably prove himself to his family, to himself, and right as he's about to go on this big tour with the Colt Young who's played by Coffey Anderson, he finds out he has a 4-year-old son, and he's just at this place in his life where, you know, he doesn't want to screw up a kid. He doesn't feel prepared to do this, you know, which, you know, being a dad myself, you're never really ready for that. You know, you hope you are, and you do the best you can with where you are, but you're never really ready. But Noah doesn't know that.
Yeah, it's interesting what a child in your life will do in terms of humbling oneself, because then immediately you are confronted with the reality that it ain't all about me anymore, huh?
Right. Which I think is extremely healthy. It's so good to, you know, have someone to take care of and to sort of stop navel gazing and, you know, raise up children and raise up the next generation. So I think it's extremely healthy. I think it's extremely important. And so, yeah, you know, I think it's good. It's really good for Noah in this movie, and he doesn't realize that at the time, but it's sort of probably what saves him, you know.
Exactly. What did you have to do? I mean, you know, we know there's, you know, this saying about character development. What did you have to do to prepare, you know, for this role?
Yeah, so, you know, fortunately for me, I grew up in Louisiana, and Noah Bryan grew up in Arkansas, and he grew up on country music, and you know, his kids are about my age, so there was a lot of things about Noah that I related to. I left home at 17 to go to New York and Nashville and L.A., and so, you know, I just kind of had to go back to that time in my life and be like, you know, so it's sort of like drawing on my own experiences, you know, learning all the songs, because I sang all the songs in the movie. You know, Melissa and Andy Sheridan wrote all the music, and it's really beautiful music. So it was nice because I was able to go in the studio with Andy and Melissa and be like, well, who does this guy sound like? You know, what were his influences? And I was like, I really want to make this guy like 90s country, like really, you know, I really like leaned into it, because my own music is definitely influenced by country because that's how I grew up. But
right.
You know, I definitely turned it on a bit more just because I just love that type of music. It's how I grew up. So I'm like, I really want this guy to just be all in. Like, the way he dresses is like very, like, you know, cowboy hat, pearl snaps. Like, he's a bit more of a showman. So it's kind of that. It was like it was like developing it almost more from the music up, because I really think that's what Noah has, like, he's made his whole life, which is kind of the problem. His career has all become his music. So I felt like it's a really important place to, like, sort of start from. Because it's that against family. It's like his career against family. And so, which I felt like was a good place to start.
Well, we're talking with Justin Gaston, the new movie, God's Country Song, which is out today. You're going to enjoy it. You remember Justin from the 2010 American Idol. He is also the Nashville star and the lead in Taylor Swift's Love Story music video. Boy, you've had a great career in a short amount of time, right?
Oh, thanks, man. Yeah, I've been around for a while, you know, and yeah, it, you know, it's been fun, and you know, meeting my wife. My wife and I met on a movie. We did a movie, so we've been together. We've been married for 10 years now and got two little girls. And yeah, so we're just trucking along and just enjoying it and really excited about this movie. I'm excited for people to see it, especially right here on Father's Day. So.
Yeah, exactly. What about, I hear there's some interesting stories that you can share, some memorable moments while filming. We got a couple of minutes left. Go ahead.
Yeah, we had some fun times. You know, John Laughlin, who plays my dad, he and I, it was like one of the first 2 days we were filming, and, you know, really, it's kind of really intense scenes. It's you know, we sort of filmed the movie backwards. We filmed a lot of the end first, and and so, you know, we sort of go out to this lake and our, you know, creek and start fishing. And there was this like intense fog that we sat out there for like 2 hours and just fished. And finally, when we were able to like start filming, every time that we would be in the middle of the scene, he would catch a fish. because they're like pretty intense scenes. You know, it's not like light, in this particular part of the movie, it wasn't like light conversation we were having, but it was just kind of funny that it kept happening, because like we sat out there for hours and didn't catch anything, and then of course when we start rolling, he starts catching some fish.
He get preempted by a fish. This is unbelievable. Now I understand, Justin, that one of your daughters is adopted. We only got about a minute left. You know, how did that change your life?
It's the best thing that ever happened to me. You know, she and Sophie both made me a dad, which is the best thing in my life, you know, aside from, you know, being a husband and but being a father. And just, you know, I think Olivia doesn't know it, but she just taught me so much about God's love for us and us being adopted sons and daughters. I think she's just such a beautiful testimony to the world of God's love for us. I'm going to start crying, sorry. But she's just so beautiful and just taught me, you know, both my daughters have taught me the capacity to love on such a deeper, grander scale.
Well, I appreciate the sentiment, and I want to say happy Father's Day to you, Justin, and definitely looking forward to seeing the movie, which is now available, brought to you, you know, here on the big screen, God's Country Song. And where can they go for more information, Justin?
Yeah, you can go on my Instagram, J. Michael Gaston, and I have a link to PureFlix and where the movie can be, or just PureFlix.com, and you can just, you know, go and subscribe, and the movie's right there. It's right there for you to see.
Awesome, for the whole family. Happy Father's Day, Justin. Thank you. Take care.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Wait, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Jeff Johnston is back with us. He's the issues analyst at Focus on the Family. Hey, Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill, doing all right, thanks.
Hey, I want to thank you again. I just so appreciated a couple weeks ago when you came on to report and give a warning, you know, to parents. And I got to tell you, the response was very highly appreciated, you know, from our audience. You know, giving people a heads up. Maybe they hadn't thought about it. Like, okay, Pride Month's coming. We're going to have all kinds of, you know, display here that's going to be thrust in front of our kids. What do we need to do to get in front of it and to manage it? And, you know, and you're exactly right. It's happening across the country. Parents have heeded, you know, the warning and the admonition, which has been very positive, because whether it's, you know, on the streets, on the White House lawn, you know, in movies, commercials on television, Tony Awards, I mean, it's on full display. I mean, the coming out and the transformation of our culture is in full swing. The good news is, Jeff, we're halfway through the month.
That's true. Well, thanks. I appreciate being able to help your listeners respond well to something that's complicated and difficult, and it's not easy to deal with. But we want families to be prepared. We want children to be taught the truth. And when they encounter these things, we want parents and other family members to be able to respond well to the whole LGBT ideology.
Exactly. Well, you know, in addition to Moms for Liberty, you know, who have been chastised, and, you know, the president wants to suggest that they're, you know, is such evil radicals and that sort of thing. I mean, here they are guilty of wanting to protect the innocence of their children. But we also have kids in school. You know, it was reported earlier, I think up in Canada, you know, the kids, you know, revolted against, you know, the pride promotion. And, you know, they're starting to see, you know, what's happening, that they don't want to be indoctrinated. I mean, here you are, you're in one class, I think it was a math class, and the teacher wanted to show, you know, a Pride movie. Well, what does that have to do with math? You know? And so kids are getting smarter, and families are getting smarter. They're having the conversation. So again, you know, thank you, and thank you to Focus on the Family, you know, for, you know, bringing this out to say, look at, You know, it's amazing, Jeff. You know, sometimes we have to tell people it's okay to resist. It's okay to, you know, call out, you know, stupidity, if you want to say it, you know, for what it is. You know, you don't have to bathe in it, right?
Yeah. We don't have to agree with this. We don't have to subject our children to it. And we can prepare them with the truth. And it's good to see people pushing back. Of course, as Christians, we want them to do that wisely and lovingly. But, yeah, I think they're hopefully this group has overplayed its hand, and we'll see maybe a swing back if people keep standing for the truth.
Amen. Amen. And the thing is that it is a battle. I know that in the Christian consciousness and the language, you know, we always want to do things in mercy, you know, because God's extended mercy to us in love because of God's love for us. But we need to know the difference. We need to know the difference between good and evil. And it may be, and it may sound harsh at times, and I pray that before you make a decision, whatever, you know, whatever is spoken, whatever is done, that you're being led by the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth and love and mercy. And let God, you know, speak through you is my recommendation. I mean, this is what I'm trying to do, Jeff, is I'm trying not to get ahead of God on this deal. And, you know, I think you and I talked about it before, is that when you're confronted with things like this, there's nothing wrong with pausing. You don't have to respond right away. And you can pause and ask God, okay, how am I supposed to respond? How am I supposed to, you know, see this as it is, that this is your creation standing in front of me being defiant? What is my posture? What can I do? And in many cases, I hear when God is involved with this, I mean, the hearts of people change so radically that they could never imagine. In fact, they know themselves that it's not anything that they did, that it's God working through them, right? I think that's the opportunity that we have. I think it was very cool.
Yeah.
Hey, can we talk Father's Day, by the way? Father's Day is happening Sunday, and again, talk about pushing back a culture that has, you know, really denigrated fatherhood. I keep saying to people that when I was a kid growing up, we had fathers knows best, and fathers were on this pedestal and well admired and looked very favorably. But in the past, I'd say 4 or 5 decades here, you know, fatherhood has been maligned more and more, and look at the cost it's had on our society and on kids and fatherlessness and what that is contributing to the culture today, right?
You're absolutely right. I mean, I remember in the 70s with All in the Family, when Archie Bunker was, you know, probably the first dad on TV, portrayed as a buffoon and a lout. And since then, it's just been consistent, this Chinese water torture dripping against fathers and fatherhood. And you and I know how important fathers are for people. And even the agenda we just mentioned, the LGBT agenda, so much of that has to do with fatherlessness and broken fathering and mistreatment by fathers. And that's why we want to encourage dads, you know, keep connecting with your kids, keep loving their mother. That is so important, showing your kids affirmation and spending time with them. Dads are critical for raising healthy children.
Mm-hmm. It's God's formula, right? I mean, God laid it out pretty well. Again, I keep reminding our audience and all of us is that if we're true to the infrastructure that God established, okay, He created it all. And with it, a design to where we would be successful, that righteousness would bear righteous fruit. If you're not bearing righteous fruit, then you got to pause a minute and come back to God. Go back to first principles. Confess and get in alignment with this infrastructure that will produce the fruit of righteousness, the things that that you will be more pleased with, your family will be more pleased with. And again, it's not that everything's going to be perfect, because we know that we have, you know, we have resistance. We live in a world of humans. We're all fallen and we're less than, but God is more than. And that's what we need to do, is focus on the more than and realize that, hey, with God, I believe, Jeff, in my own estimate, in my experience, is that you win more than you lose with God. And I'd much rather take those odds.
That's right. And as you mentioned, His way is best. And we know that children do best and not just children, but women and men do best when children are raised in a home with a married mother and father. And then you and I know as believers, too, that God reveals himself to us as our father. So when a father is absent or missing or abusive, that leaves a hole in a kid's soul about who God is. And so fathers are essential for portraying in a human way something of the fatherhood of God to their children. And we're responsible for that. That's a big responsibility, but practically it works when dads do their jobs and stay in the home and stay with their kids.
Because it's all part and parcel and critical to this unit that God had established called the family, right? So if anything is compromised in those bricks that holds the family together, then we're going to have trouble in River City here. And it's so important, and we hear from the data, Jeff, again, the importance of the father. I think we said it maybe earlier that, you know, as the Bible talks about, when the strong man is tied up, and in this case, the strong man is the father. When he is tied up, invalidated, and less than, he can't lead the family. And then you have really, you have all these evil forces and all these other things that come into play that are contra the very thing that God has given us in order for us to raise successful families, right? Instead of going around and having all this carnage lying around, you know, our wives, you know, being divorced and children left wanting and you know, begging. You know, this is all self-inflicted because we think we know better than God.
You're right. And, you know, the marriage between a husband and a wife, it's the foundation for the family, which is the foundation for civilization. And if you break those foundations, you're going to have more brokenness, which is why it is so important that, you know, not just once a year on Father's Day, but we want to bless fathers and say what you're doing is so critical for your children and for the whole world around you.
What do you want to say to fathers who think, Jeff, you haven't been around my family. We're so messed up. It's too late. There's nothing we... It's irredeemable. What would you say to them as a gift this Father's Day?
Well, I've seen God change my life. I've seen God change other people. I've seen him change broken families. You know, once things get to a point where it's really bad, it's not easy to do a turnaround. But I believe with God's help, and not just with God, but with other men in the church, we need other people around us to guide us and give us wisdom. And I think God is powerful, and he can turn around the worst situation, I believe.
Yeah. This is where the cross is so critical. You know, the vertical beam goes to God, and the horizontal, as you say, to other believers, you know, men and women that we can count on who are godly, who are successful, who can come alongside and just lay that cross, you know, upon your family. That vertical relationship with God, the horizontal, with godly men and women who can come alongside and turn this around. It's not impossible, is it, Jeff?
No. I think God's moving, and I think we can cooperate with him in that good work.
Amen. Well, our prayer for you this Father's Day is that it would be a most blessed Father's Day. And that, you know, as Jeff said earlier, that we would remember who is our Father in heaven. We hallow his name, and we pray that his will would be done in every area of our lives and in every part of our families across his creation. Jeff Johnson from Focus on the Family. Thank you, Jeff. Take care. God bless.
Thanks, Bill. Bye.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm